with you on the go. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
There's only one first, and that's why today was so important. First of all, it was the first time that the three of us have worked together in what seems like 6 months.
Almost.
But most importantly, a brand new Costco opened up, and you're like, how big a deal is that? Well, Matt DeBurz, you found out how big a deal it is when you got there before 8 o'clock when it was supposed to open, right?
Yeah, I thought there'd be like 5-10 people lined up. Nope. Closer to 5-6 hundo.
Man, I've just never, I don't know, you know, was there great deals? You don't even know, do you?
There's fantastic deals.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, people were talking about the deals in the lineups. I heard them.
Yeah. And then you went and bought some of the stuff that wasn't sale price.
Because you wanted me to be the first one through the till.
It's true.
Tried to stick to the first couple aisles.
You panicked. You just got like the fruit to goes and
cashews.
Yeah.
And omega-3s.
I thought you were actually going to buy roses and condoms. That's what you said you were going to buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was a lineup at the condom section.
Was there?
Oh, yeah. Too far away from the till.
All these old ladies buying rubbers was weird.
Well. It's a good deal.
Why do they need them?
Because a good deal is a good deal.
That's right.
All right. Got it. Anyway, party balloons. We're also going to pay tribute.
It's the first time I've ever heard that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Well, whatever. After a while, you got to find something to do with them.
I guess.
Uh-huh.
They're all slippery.
Not after a while.
I think we'll probably just go straight into the show.
Ever had a condom expire before?
Let's just go straight into the show.
I have.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Good morning. Sunshine today, although the haze is coming, we are expecting widespread smoke this afternoon, a high of 28 degrees. But right now at 630ched.com, you can see a video that has surfaced online of a woman's racist tirade in an Edmonton parking lot. Raul Kumar posted the video online after a woman started shouting at him over a parking spot at his apartment complex.
Yes, that's you with the colored skin. Yeah. Hey, move your vehicle. You're parked illegally. Should I call the landlord? Go back to your country, man.
Yeah, in the video, the woman yells racial slurs for nearly 2 minutes, spits at his car, and drives off. The closure to Ms. Recordia Hospital's ER department could be much longer than expected. A water leak from a backed-up toilet forced staff to shut down the area and move patients to other wards. Initially, they did predict they would open the ER by today, Wednesday. However, they are saying that could take much longer. They do see up to 140 ER patients every day. Cadence Isla Riley is the newest fan of the Edmonton Eskimos and, of course, her daddy, quarterback Mike Riley. Cadence was born on Monday, just hours before Riley was calling out his Cadence at Edmonton's practice. Now she joins older sister Brooklyn. The Esks play tomorrow in Hamilton.
Yeah, Matt's excited there's a little girl there because if he can't marry, if Matt's soon-to-be son can't marry your daughter, then he can maybe marry one of Mike Riley's daughters.
Probably.
Yeah, and then they
go
I
for
become
that.
Best friends. I know the prospects of us becoming best friends is great, Jack, but I think like maybe better with Mike.
I think you have a chance with the Eskimos quarterback. And speaking of baby girls, Carrie Underwood stepped out in pink once again, fueling the rumors that she is indeed having a girl, although she swears she does not know the sex.
There you go. You know what? Carrie Underwood's daughter, maybe potentially as well.
Like, yeah, but like
you have so many options.
I mean, my kids has the pick of the litter.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Probably not.
Well, we're all used to waiting in line at Costco, but today that line might actually start on Highway 2. Yes, the brand new Costco right by the Edmonton International Airport opens today at 8 a.m. And in fact, it is the 100th Canadian Costco, and people are excited for this. We've been seeing it built along the highway for months now, and that includes our very own Matt DeBurz. In fact, you're wanting to go there this morning.
Kind of want to be the first person in line.
You should be the first person
in
line. Yeah,
it just makes sense.
I was born to be this person.
Yeah, yeah, you're always early. You are always early.
I am always early.
So early.
I'm great at waiting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I do hate Costco, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still want to buy the first thing from that Costco.
All right, so later this morning, you're going to head there. I wonder if there'll be a line. I'm sure there'll be a line.
Oh, guaranteed. I took a poll on my Twitter page
uh-huh.
to see how many people would be there. Yeah. Most people think there's going to be more than 10 people in line.
Okay. There is a lineup at the Costco on 91st Street almost every morning at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's been open for 25 years.
So something tells me there's going to be a lineup to get into this one at 8 o'clock. So later on this morning, you're going to head off and you're going to go and you're going to try to talk your way to the front because you're not going to be there in time to be at the front.
You don't think so?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Anyway.
Should I just like let somebody go ahead of me so I can test my negotiation skills?
You're not going to have to. I think there's going to be people in that lineup. Maybe phone us if you think you're going to be. But here's our question for you this morning. If Matt gets to the front of the line, he's the very first person to walk through the doors of the 100th Costco in Canada. What should he buy? He'll buy one item. What should he buy? Be the first person to buy the first thing at Costco.
I'm not buying a kayak.
No.
Or
come
a stand-up paddleboard.
Or a giant patio chair.
That's on the table.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything that I can get reimbursed by the station is on the table.
Okay.
I'm proposing like a brand new pair of jeans. You know, Costco jeans.
Kirkland, man.
And
it's a good brand.
I own many.
And then get the first hot dog on your way out. All right.
I was thinking a 12-pound tub of multivitamins.
What about TP? Everyone, as I knew somebody that worked the door at Costco that checks your receipts.
Yeah.
They said everyone buys TP.
Yeah. All right.
Well, because it's great.
Yeah.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
The new Costco at the airport is opening this morning, I guess. Technically, people are now texting us and saying that it actually was open kind of for a walkthrough last night. Doesn't
a
sound
secret
like
opening.
You couldn't buy anything, but you could actually walk through and maybe get some food if you wanted. So
they call that a soft opening in
soft
the business.
Soft opening.
Oh.
Exactly. But anyway, Matt is now bound and determined to be the first person that walks through the doors and buys something there this morning. We don't know how long the lineup will be when he gets there. He's going to leave shortly after 7 o'clock. It opens at 8. We'll see.
I was thinking of bringing a chair.
Yeah.
Do you think I should bring a chair?
You're going to be so busy negotiating, you won't have time to sit.
You're not going to be at the front. You're not going to get there at 7:30 and be able to be at the front. I'm sure there'll be people in front of you.
Don't underestimate my skills. So what if I negotiate and it takes me 30 seconds? Then the rest of the time I got to stand there.
Yeah.
Just with the first person in line, that's it, you're done?
Like, hey, I got this thing.
No, it's like a ladder. You got to start at the back and then you like go five.
No, it's not like paperclip to house guy. I'm going straight for house.
No. When you butt in a line, everybody in that line is going to be upset if you move ahead of them. You can't actually just go straight to the first person.
One at a time is okay.
No, I can't
you
do that.
They got to be all cool with it. Anyway, we'll find out. That's coming up. But the most important part now is if he gets to the front and he goes through and he buys one item, be the first item at that Costco, what should he buy?
There's definitely a theme going on. Somebody said, Matt, you should buy a baby outfit. They do have great Carter's clothes there.
Do they? Right.
Yes. Also, somebody suggested dad shoes.
Hmm. The white New Balances.
Yeah.
But then perhaps this one. You should buy a Costco size case of condoms.
There you go.
So only one baby for Matt. I don't know if I like that one as much.
Somebody said bacon, a 4-pound bag of it because everyone loves bacon.
That's true. All right. 780-421-1039. Juanita, what do you think he should buy?
He needs to get his daddy on and buy some newborn diapers.
Oh my gosh. Yes, you're right.
The problem is my wife wants to go with cloth diapers.
Oh.
How does she feel about wipes?
That's very true. I could get some wipes.
There you go.
I use cloth diapers. My husband used disposable.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hey,
Lorraine, what should Matt buy at Costco?
I think it should be a hot dog.
A hot dog.
I mean, they are. They're priced to sell at $1.50.
Can you imagine getting to the front of the line and then just going straight to the hot dog place?
Walk through that till, not now, chief. Yeah. I'm looking for a hot dog.
And say, hey, hot dog guy, hot dogs for all my friends.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
100th Costco in Canada, right? The 100th Costco in Canada?
100th Canadian Costco.
Okay. And they're opening it up at the airport today, and he wants to be the first in line. He won't be there to be first in line. He's going to talk his way to the first in line. He's going to negotiate with some people. We'll find out if he's got good negotiation skills.
I read Art of the Deal by Trump not too long ago.
All right.
So I think I'm going to nail this.
You are going to nail it. There's so many lines that we could use.
Yeah,
right
I'm biting my tongue.
I threw a softball over the plate, guys.
I know you did. Anyway, we'll see. And then thank you for all the suggestions. What will he buy if he gets there? And I just asked him, Matt, you got your Costco card with you? Because I could just see that being a Matt move. He talks his way to the front of the line, and then he forgets his Costco card, and he can't go in and buy
anything.
Let me
just grab my wallet here.
Just to double check.
Ask if you can borrow someone's in line.
Well, I mean, that's part of the deal. I get front of line and your Costco card. And here it is.
There we go.
And your executive Costco card. Okay.
Ooh, fancy.
I mentioned mentioned earlier in the show that the harvest season is on already. We were driving to Thorsby last night. I saw some combines already going. I mean, man, this is early for them. Unfortunately, a lot of the reason why it's early is some areas didn't get as much rain, so everything matured quicker than it was supposed to. But anyway, the harvest is happening here and also in Saskatchewan. And there's a story that is going viral this morning, Jack.
Yeah, people are going crazy for this story, and for good reason. You can see it on KissinFM.com in just a couple minutes. But a farmer in our community, Milestone, Saskatchewan, passed away last Friday night, right as his harvest was getting underway. His name was Brian Williams, and he was huge to the community. So come Sunday, so just this past Sunday, 20 combines along with 100 other volunteers helped to harvest the land. People came from far and wide, and people were being turned away. They were like, I'm sorry, we already have enough combines.
Wow.
258 hectares of land was harvested in just a couple hours. Now, the mayor of Milestone, Jeff Brown, was able to fly his drone over and get a photo, and it is incredible. So we're going to be sharing that as well. He says this all happened because Brian was such a pillar in the community. He supported everything from the rink to the swimming pool, and it's just a very heartwarming story.
There you go. And that's just a classic farmer story. We were talking about it last night, and I said, man, I can think about many times that happened out in Thorsby. It wasn't necessarily the person passed away, but you know, for whatever reason, one farmer needed help, or at the
right.
end of the call. I remember at the end of the harvest season, if my dad was done, or he was the last one out, a bunch of the neighbors and brothers and stuff like that would come with their combines, and they'd get it done when they saw the rain clouds coming, or the snow clouds in some cases. And it's just an incredible story. So hats off to everybody. It's just such a great farming story, and that's the story that they rally around people. If you've got a story like that, you know, where farmers helping farmers or neighbors helping neighbors, there's just nothing more pure than that. We'd love to hear from you this morning at 780-421-1039 or text us at 103939. I don't know if that happens on Farm Simulator, Matt. Where
Do your neighbors help you?
You don't need it. But I would take it if you guys want to, like, we play multiplayer.
Okay.
All right. You got a great farming or neighbor community story. We'd love to hear it this morning.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
John Party, it's Dirt on My Boots. Kissing in the Morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. Still to come this hour, your chance to win tickets to the Monster Truck Throwdown. They'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge, about 6:35 this morning. And then shortly after 7, Matt's going to make his way to the 100th Costco in Canada, right? The 100th Costco in Canada?
100th Canadian Costco.
Okay, and they're opening it up at the airport today, and he wants to be the first in line. He won't be there to be first in line. He's going to talk his way to the first in line. He's going to negotiate with some people. We'll find out if he's got good negotiation skills.
I read Art of the Deal by Trump not too long ago.
All right.
So I think I'm going to nail this.
You are going to nail it. There's so many lines that we could use.
Yeah,
right
now. I'm biting my tongue.
I threw a softball over the plate, guys.
I know you did. Anyway, we'll see. And then thank you for all the suggestions. What will he buy if he gets there? And I just asked him, Matt, you got your Costco card with you? Because I could just see that being a Matt move. He talks his way to the front of the line, and then he forgets his Costco card, and he can't go in and buy anything.
Let me just grab my wallet here.
Just to double check.
Ask if you can borrow someone's in line.
Well, I mean, that's part of the deal. I get front of the line and your Costco card. And here it is.
There we go.
And your executive Costco card. Okay.
Ooh, fancy.
I mentioned earlier in the show that the harvest season is on already. We were driving to Thorsby last night. I saw some combines already going. I mean, man, this is early for them. Unfortunately, a lot of the reason why it's early is some areas didn't get as much rain, so everything matured quicker than it was supposed to. But anyway, the harvest is happening here and also in Saskatchewan. And there's a story that is going viral this morning, Jack.
Yeah, people are going crazy for this story, and for good reason. You can see it on KissinFM.com in just a couple minutes. But a farmer in our community, Milestone, Saskatchewan, passed away last Friday night, right as his harvest was getting underway. His name was Brian Williams, and he was huge to the community. So come Sunday, so just this past Sunday, 20 combines along with 100 other volunteers helped to harvest the land. People came from far and wide, and people were being turned away. They were like, I'm sorry, we already have enough combines.
Wow.
258 hectares of land was harvested in just a couple hours. Now, the mayor of Milestone, Jeff Brown, was able to fly his drone over and get a photo, and it is incredible. So we're going to be sharing that as well. He says this all happened because Brian was such a pillar in the community. He supported everything from the rink to the swimming pool. And it's just a very heartwarming story.
There you go. And that's just a classic farmer story. We were talking about it last night. And I said, man, I can think about many times that happened out in Thorsby. It wasn't necessarily the person passed away. But, you know, for whatever reason, one farmer needed help. Or at the
right.
end of the call. I remember at the end of the harvest season, if my dad was done, or he was the last one out, a bunch of the neighbors and brothers and stuff like that would come with their combines and they'd get it done when they saw the rain clouds coming or the snow clouds in some cases. And it's just an incredible story. So hats off to everybody. It's just such a great farming story. And that's the story that they rally around people. If you've got a story like that, you know, where farmers helping farmers or neighbors helping neighbors, there's just nothing more, you know, more pure than that. We'd love to hear from you this morning at 780-421-1039 or text us at 103939. I don't know if that happens on Farm Simulator, Matt. Where
do your neighbors help you?
You don't need but I would take it if you guys want to, like, we play multiplayer.
Okay.
All right. You got a great farming or neighbor community story. We'd love to hear it this morning.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah, we got talking about this great story from Saskatchewan where a bunch of farmers helped out a family who just lost the husband, who was the farmer in their family. And then Jack threw out the question, what do you did? How big was an acre? Because they did like 258 hectares, which is apparently just over 2 acres. Anyway, there's a lot of math going on.
There's so much
and
math.
And then you guys asked about the football field, and apparently it's basically a Canadian CFL football field is roughly 2 acres.
Yep, just over 2 acres.
Okay, so that's so this is good to know. Wrap your brain around that, right?
With end zone. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah. Elliot, we're looking for great farming stories. What are you doing this morning?
I am driving out to work, and I started farming a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
So I want to give a shout-out to all of those guys that went out there in Saskatchewan to help out.
Isn't that a great story?
It was.
You know, unfortunately, somebody passed away, but you can just imagine, you know, how that family felt about all those combines coming and getting it done so they don't have to worry about that. You just started farming 2 weeks ago?
Well, last Monday I started, and I'm already on a... out in the machines with harvest already.
So you're working for somebody?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense, because I'm like, this wouldn't be the best time to start farming.
It's a bad time to play your cross.
No. You got to start in the spring, buddy.
Even Farm Simulator guy knows that you want to get him in earlier.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm working for somebody. In it.
Elliot, thank you for doing that. You know, the breakfast we're eating this morning, we're very thankful that you're the reason for that, buddy.
Well, I'm thankful for all the people that... or giving me a chance and training me up, and I want to give a shout out to all the other farmers. Good luck with the harvest.
Awesome.
Aw, that's so nice.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Matt's just, so many people are giving him some equations about acres and things like that. It's like 160 acres is 8 by 8 kilometers. It's a mile by a mile. 160 kilometers is like half mile by half mile, I think. But anyway.
Thank you for all your texts.
Yeah. This person summed it up perfectly. They said a quarter section, which was originally what we started talking about, is a very significant piece of land.
Thank you.
You own a quarter section now, you own a nice chunk of land.
Okay.
It's a good thing.
All right. How do I get my hands on a quarter section?
About
money.
$350,000, depending on where.
Right? Really?
Yeah.
And how much money could I make off the land?
That's a real good question. It all
Why
depends on
are
the
you
year.
Encouraging more math?
True. All right.
It all depends on the year. Yeah, it's hard for a small farmer now. You'd have to get into it big. You'd have to own like 2,000 acres to make a living on it now, unfortunately.
What?
Yeah, exactly. It's not the same as it used to be. All right, 780-421-1039. Caller number 10 is going to play our game called Monster Truck or... No Monster Truck. Matt will give you some names and you got to guess for your chance to go to the Monster Truck Throwdown coming up. But again, at this time next hour, Matt's going to be trying to weasel his way to the front of the line at the new Costco in Leduc because he wants to be the very first person that blows through the doors, shows his Costco card, and buys an item from that store.
Are you going to scream as you run in?
I mean, yeah. Of course I will.
The people that are behind you that you butted in from will be screaming for sure. Yeah. Heather, you got an update for us.
I just wanted to let Matt know there's about 150 people lined up outside his Costco.
Oh, no. This is bad news.
He's got his work cut out for him.
100 and what now?
About 150.
Oh.
And each and every one of them would love to let you get in front of
them. Oh, for sure.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Matty will be heading to the Costco in Leduc to try to get to the front of the line so he can be the very first person to buy something. You're getting nervous now, huh?
Yeah. I have no doubt that I'll get to the front, but it may be a bit more of a battle than I predicted.
Just be your charming self.
I do. I'm going to charm my way right to the front.
Because people love butter inners. Like, they love that. It's like, hey, you know what? That person has got the incentive, and I appreciate that, they say.
And, like, I know you guys want me to start in the back and work my way forward.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start in the front and work my way back.
The zipper merge.
Yes. I'm going to start with one, and if one doesn't work out, I'll go to two, and so on and so forth.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll find out. Anyway, that's coming up next hour. It should be a lot of fun. Talking about farmers, there was that story in Saskatchewan where a farmer passed away, so the entire community rallied and showed up with like more than 20 combines or
something? Yeah, they had to turn people away, and this just happened last week. He died on Friday, and everyone showed up on Sunday to harvest the land.
Right.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's incredible. So we were looking for those kind of stories. We got a very touching one.
Yeah, this is amazing. I just wanted to write in about the story out of Saskatchewan. Several years ago, a similar situation happened with our neighbors where I grew up. They lost their son suddenly in September, and although they were almost done the harvest, there was no way they could put the combine and trucks in gear and finish. Well, neighbors from the surrounding area converged at their farm a couple of days later. No words needed to be said. Tears flowed, and the image of a dozen or more combines finishing their field is something I will never forget. Even though I'm not living on the farm currently, harvest is truly my favorite time of year. It's the definition of hard work, passion, and true symbol of loving what you do. Seeing the combines come home at the end is one of the most special memories of the entire year. Wishing all those a successful and safe harvest season.
Love it. Love that story. Thank you for sharing.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
I was going to say, we're all here, finally, all three of us together for what seems like the first time in 6 months. So we kick Matt out of the studio.
Naturally, of course.
Not on purpose. It happens to be the first day of the new Costco by the airport. And it's huge, huge news. And so Matt said, you know what? I want to be the very first person that buys something there. How hard can that be? And then he asked if there'd be a lineup. You had a great line about the Costco on the south side.
Yeah, the Costco on 91st Street. It has been open for 25 years. And I swear, every day at 10 a.m., there is a line.
Yeah, exactly. So Julie Wong from Global Edmonton is there. We're watching it on Global Edmonton this morning. And yeah, there's a few people in line already. You're on your way there, Matt. You're on the QE2. Is that right?
Yeah, I just hit about 140. I can't wait to get there.
Okay, good.
White Dodge. Yeah, I passed everybody. That's me.
Yeah, no, you hit 140 and people are passing you like you're standing still. It's a typical day on the QE2. So you're going to roll into the parking lot there. As soon as we saw the lineup, because you think you'll be able to talk your way to the front, you brought some items with you to try to bargain with people. That's your idea?
Yeah, without a doubt, I know I'll get to the front with this special item that I have for this lucky person.
Okay, all right. So you think you're going to go right to the front? Because I think if you go right to the front, yeah, if that first person lets you ahead of them, that's fine. But what about the hundreds of people behind them? Like, they're not going to appreciate the butter inner.
What are they going to do? They're not going to leave their spots to come beat me up, so I'm okay.
You might be surprised. You got to be inconspicuous. You got to start from the back.
Have you not been in the Costco parking lot at Christmas time?
Ooh.
These people like to fight.
And there's no Christmas spirit around right now, so I might get knocked out.
Okay. All right. Well, it's going to be fun. So you're on your way. We'll check in moments. You're trying to get to the front of the line. You're trying to be the first person to buy the first item. We had a lot of suggestions earlier this morning. What is that one item that Matt should buy? And we all said kayak.
Yes, a huge kayak. They're a good deal.
I don't have enough room on my Visa.
I hope you're practicing your lines.
My kayak line?
Yeah. No.
To your line to get over. All right. Well, we'll check in with Matt. He's trying to get to the front of the Costco. He wants to be the very first person to buy the very first item at the 100th Costco in Canada. And you know what? The Vegas odds are not looking good. But you know what? Maybe. I think Jack would talk her way to the front way better than you. Do you not agree with that?
Oh, 100% she would. She'd just bat those eyelashes.
Yeah.
She'd be on the front. I have nothing redeeming to get to the front.
You have nice eyelashes.
Yeah. You've got.
I don't have any eyebrows.
You've got street cred. We'll check in with Matt in moments.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Matt, he made his way to the Costco, the new one in Leduc. Apparently, it's opening at 8 o'clock this morning, and he's on scene. He's trying to get to the front of the line before 8 o'clock.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Are you there?
I'm there. I don't know if you guys have ever been to New Delhi during rush hour, but I don't think this has ever been as busy as this place.
That's interesting.
Oh, boy.
Who wants to let me in front of them? I have bargaining chips. There's no way I'm going to get to the front.
Matt.
But, like, I can do, like, halfway.
Come on, Matt.
Come on, Matt.
I see these guys right here. They might want to let me in. Hold on. I'm going to talk. Oh, he says, I don't know about that. In my hand, I have a picture of Chris Sheets. You know who he is?
No.
They don't know who you are. This could be bad.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. You don't need to know who he is.
Try the next one.
It's worth more than anything you're going to get in Costco today.
Whoa.
So look at that. He even signed it. I have a choice of three pictures. Thanks for letting Matt in.
says one of them. Don't stop believing, says the other one. And, oh, and Red Pen, never give up. You going to let me in?
Oh, the red one's kind of cool. I'll take the red one, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I just got in, guys.
Like, yeah, you got ahead of one person.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
So we had this great brainwave to get Matt out there to try to see if he could get to the front of the line. And, well, apparently the line has kind of grown.
Yeah, it's gotten quite large. I had confidence in him. He seemed to have the right negotiating skills today.
All right. So exactly. He brought a autographed Chris Sheets 8x10s. And I love this. The guy that he got to had no idea who I was, but he's talked him into taking one so he could move at least one step closer to the front of the line. And that person is with us right now. And Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a threat. Like, I would not let him in.
Like, he ate a lot of beans.
No, yeah.
He ate a lot of beans. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm being told not to listen to you right now.
You never want to be behind him.
All right. Noted.
We need you to pick him up and crowd surf him to the front.
You can even just throw him.
There's no way that's happening. There's no way. Like, I might be able to do that, but the people in front of me, I don't think they can handle it.
How long have you been in line for?
Oh, like 25 minutes, not very long.
And how old are the people in front of you?
Older than me.
Okay. You're being a gentleman. That's good. All right, start the chat. We want Matt to get to the front. We want...
I don't know if that's really
I'm
catchy.
No, I let him in, but yeah, we'll get somebody else to start the chat.
Just throw him.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Our little bitty Matt is actually at the new Costco at the airport. It was supposed to open at 8, but I think they're going to open earlier. He's there. He said there were speeches. He was whispering to us, lots of speeches. And then he said, they're going to cut the ribbon. And I think they've cut the ribbon. And I think they're letting the crowd in. How close to the front is he? We don't know.
Here we go. Surge. It's like salmon swimming upstream.
Matt, instead of surging, thrust.
Thrust.
Here I come.
Use those arms.
Hold up here. You're giving everybody handshake?
No time.
Get out
no
of my
time.
Way. I need a 4K TV.
and a giant bag of almonds.
I need 15 pounds of cashews.
Paint the picture. We can't really tell what's going on.
Okay, here I am. I'm walking through. They're handing out the little flyer thingies.
Yeah.
All the employees are clapping. I've seen tears shed.
Have you?
The baby's crying.
Does it smell new?
It smells like Costco hot dogs already.
Tears shed and babies crying. That's a regular day at Costco.
Yeah.
Everybody's clapping me. You can hear. Look at them clapping. You're welcome. I'm here.
Oh,
here for me as I go through.
Get to the aisle.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you, everyone. Good to see everybody here. Hi, everybody.
Is he the one shaking hands?
Oh, look at the clap. You got to see this. Look at I'm here. I've never felt the most amazing feeling. Oh my God! All I wanted was a pack of pork chops.
You got so much more.
You're getting so much more. Okay, what is Matt going to buy? He's going to...
If I hustle, I can be the first person to buy something. Okay. What should I buy?
Well, dinosaurs.
You hustle. We'll check in with you in moments. Matt's going to be the first person to buy something at Costco, and we'll check in with him and find out what that is coming up.
Okay.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Matt is out in the Costco in Leduc, if you're just tuning in. Thought it'd be a real good idea to see if he could get front of the line today, but I think the challenge was he probably should have went out at about 4 this morning to get front of the line, right?
I think so. There was a long line this morning, dedicated.
So he was working his way to the front by using 8x10 autographed pictures of me. That didn't really work out that well. He got up a little bit. Then he got in the rush, and then it was like, well, he wasn't the very first person through the doors, but the goal was to get an item and be the very first person to buy something there, right? And he says he's at the till. And are you the first person?
Oh, I'm actually the third person to buy something. The luster's worn off.
No. Be the first person to buy something and then go straight to returns and return it.
They have a great policy.
How's it going? Are you paying? What's the deal?
I'm good. I got to get the right card.
Did you forget your card?
No, me never. No, I got my card and I bought my stuff. Sean's helping me out. Sean, how's it going, buddy? Oh, no, Karen's stepping in. No. Hi, Karen, how are you? You need my card. I'm so good. I was the third person to buy something here. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, you're a bronze medalist.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm maybe the first person to return something. Karen liked that one. Yeah.
What about a hot dog? Are you going to be able to get a hot dog first?
Oh, most definitely. It's like, oh,
is
looks
there
so good.
Anybody in the food line?
No, not yet.
Okay, good. So
there
you can
you go.
At least buy the very first hot dog.
Oh, goodness. I overestimated how much my things were going to cost. They just showed me the total. $74.
$74?
Matt, you've got that room.
Yeah,
you can do
I'm
it.
I'm definitely returning this.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
So if you're just tuning in, welcome, first of all. My name is Chris Sheets. Jacqueline Sweeney is
Hi.
To my right. Matt DeBurz is normally straight ahead, so I can keep my eye on him. But this morning, he decided he wanted to be the very first person to buy something, be through the gates at the new Costco in the airport district, I guess. And you know what? He didn't get there in time, but he couldn't talk his way to the front. But once they did all the ribbon, I guess, the speeches and the ribbon cutting, right?
Lots of speeches.
Yeah, they released the hounds, so to speak.
Surge.
So he went through that. He described it like kind of like a parade almost. Hey, didn't he? Like he was just saying that
said
they
people were shaking hands. People
yeah,
were cheering.
Exactly.
They were so excited.
Exactly. So he bought his items. He wasn't the first person to buy an item, but he was the third person to buy something. But is he the first person to order and
he
get?
He is the first person. He ordered 10 wings and a hot dog.
There, he was the very first person to buy food at the Costco. So he'll always
That's
have
impressive.
That. Yeah.
He will. And you know what? They cheered him on. There's a great picture. Mm-hmm. I hope it was delicious.
Okay. Now, he should have actually been the first person that got the gas too, but
oh shoot!
But he is now standing by at customer service, and you've got good news.
Okay, I've got great news.
What?
I'm going to get my $74 back.
Awesome!
I'm also the first person on the 100th Costco to return something.
There it is, first
Whoa.
Hot dog and the first returner. Have you done that yet? Have you actually returned the stuff?
I'm just talking to Julie right now. She's going to help me with my return.
Okay.
I don't want these omega-3s or these 8 pounds cashews.
Hey,
but I'm thinking I might not sleep on the Fruit-to-Go Sunrise 72-pack.
Would Julie talk to us for a second?
Julie, would you like to go on the phone for a sec? She's a little nervous.
Don't be
Here
nervous.
You go, Julie.
Don't
Here.
Be nervous,
She'll be
Julie.
Fine.
Hello.
Hey, Julie. It's Chris, Jack, and Matt from Kissin' Country. Matt's there, and he wanted to be the first person to return something. I don't trust him. He might have done something with those omega vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
We will check it out for him, but we'd be happy to return it.
Is that seal broken?
We will return it for him, no problem.
Yes, that's the great thing. Hey, there you go. The first of probably many returns today, but you'll never forget. You never forget your first, do you?
Nope.
Save that autograph.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Matt has returned from his morning at Costco. How was it, Matt?
Busy. I have to tell the tale of the lady and her patio furniture set.
What happened?
Ooh.
There was a lady who couldn't be more than 4'8", 4'9".
Just little.
Yeah, and she was pulling one of the big dolly
okay.
shopping
Oh, the
things.
Orange ones.
Like yeah, the orange ones is right.
Yeah,
the pallet things.
Yeah.
And no word of a lie, she had a set of patio furniture that was 4 or 5 times taller than her on that thing. There was no way she could see around it. I'm like, you brought your U-Haul truck to take the patio furniture home? Because it's the only thing that would fit this stuff. Just patio furniture mountain.
She probably has a Corolla, and she's just going to try
to
on the roof, baby.
Try to figure out a way. All right. Well, anyway, you were the, let's get this straight. You were the third person to buy something. You were the first person to order food. You got a hot dog and wings. I noticed you maybe brought them with you.
Well, I mean, I really want to sit down and enjoy them.
Mm, and we'll get to watch.
yep.
Thanks, Matt.
And then you were the first person to return products that you bought.
Yeah,
so.
And they were a little surprised because there was a lineup for like memberships and sign up for their Visa.
Yeah.
And the lady's like, okay, would you like to sign up for a membership or maybe a Visa? I said, I don't know. I want to return something. She looked at me. What?
You just bought it.
So didn't you just buy that? It's like, yeah.
Change
I
of heart.
I don't need these omega-3s.
All right. So what did you keep?
I kept the Sunripe Fruit-to-Go package.
Mm-hmm.
They're 100% fruit snack, gluten-free, nut-free, and vegan.
Okay.
And there's 72 of them. Contains the flavors.
What's the point? I don't understand what the point is there.
So what's in them?
Sugar.
All right, then I get it. All right, you want to win. So these are actually the third thing that was bought at the Costco. You can keep this forever. Matt will autograph it, and he's going to give that away right now. All you got to do is answer the question. The Costco that opened today at the airport, What number Costco is it in Canada? Text us at 103939. What number is it?
It's a pretty milestone-y number.
Okay.
Good hint.
Got teaser. It. And you can win.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yes, ultraviolet glasses are not such a thing, but polarized glasses are. Don't cheap out on your glasses, people say, because your eyes are important. You only got a pair of them.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
When it comes to sunglasses?
You have like the thickest glasses around.
Just because I have a plus power prescription. So that means they're magnetized.
Is that what it's actually called, or is that like the positive spin on it?
No, it's plus power. Most people are negative power.
If you put your glasses in the grass right now, they would light a fire. Like, seriously.
You need a team of firefighters.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but like you're minus probably.
Yeah, I am.
So I'm a plus.
I'm
a plus
negative
two.
Power.
Yeah. So I'm
here's
a plus.
The deal. You know, if you were lucky enough to have brothers or sisters when you were a kid, maybe in the summer, one of your brothers or sisters, or maybe you'd all go different places for a week to get away from each other. And then after that week, you'd really start to miss each other. And then you'd all get back together. And when you did,
yes.
Shortly, for that very first little time together, you all really got along. That's what we had this morning, because we've been apart for a long time this summer. And now today we got along so well. I expect tomorrow to probably go sideways, but today's been good. Matt DeBurr is not only three-time, three-in-a-row award-winning Major Market Personality of the Year. He now has his claim to fame is bought the first hot dog and wings at the new Costco.
Sure did.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Matt. I bought the first tub of omega-3 supplements.
Yeah.
The first sun-ripe fruit-to-go bars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the first box of cashews, and then first return them.
Amazing.
I don't know how many more accomplishments you'll have greater than that. I'm starting to wonder if that's...
I'm becoming a father, but that's like...
When you're 97 years old, if that's not going to be mentioned in your eulogy somewhere.
Oh, like, for sure it is.
Yeah.
I hope so.
He was the first man to eat a Costco hot dog.
Remember that Costco everyone enjoyed? He was the first.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. If people want to find out more about Jack, where do they got to go?
You can go at kissin_Jack, J-A-C-K, on Twitter.
What about you, Matt?
I'm Matt D. Builder on Twitter.
All right, because you're building all the time.
That's right. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm at Chris Sheets. Everybody spells my name wrong, S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. And don't forget about this podcast.
Yes, you can rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a moment of all the fun we have.
If you enjoyed it, tell a friend. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.